Thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to pull up an account?
55744.
And may I get your first and last name, please?
Melissa Berg.
Spell the last name for me.
B-E-R-G.
Now, I apologize. What was the first name again?
Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
All right. Thank you. Could you confirm your address for me?
628 River Road, Apartment 105A, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744.
All right. Thank you. Give me 1 second to get the account pulled up. I'm still here. Give me just a moment, okay? I apologize for waiting so long. It's loading up. All right. Thank you for your patience. I do have the account here for the kitchen gadget that was ordered where you paid $574 shipping.
Yeah, what is the $56.95 for?
Well, when you first placed your order, Ms. Berg, the $574 was just the shipping for the kitchen item. It did have terms and conditions that if you didn't cancel your enrollment, you'll be enrolled into our discount savings program. Each month that you're enrolled for the fee of $56.95, it gives your account a $125 gift card voucher to your email. So that way you're able to use it at our online discount store and purchase similar items using that gift
card
voucher.
That is not what the site was. The site was if I won something and it said it was going to be $2 and something, and ever since then now they're taking money out of my account. There was nothing sent to my email. So I do not authorize this at all. I want this canceled and I want my money back.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel the account. However, the charge is valid being that we've already sent the gift card to the email on the 22nd of this month.
There was nothing in my email. And I do not want that. I do not want that. I want my money in my account. And there was nothing. I tried looking up anything and everything to get back to the site, and I could not get to it. I could not get to my account. There was no email. I am disputing this with my bank. I've already talked to them.
Okay. Well, I did go ahead and get the account canceled for you, and I can provide you with a cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Okay.
It's 261-103-328.
I want my money put back in my account because that none of that stuff was disclosed when I went to this site at all.
Okay. Well, in order to assist you with a refund, I will need to speak with the bank on the line. Being that you said that you already disputed the charge, there's nothing that I can do to issue a refund. What is going to happen, unfortunately, if you continue to dispute with your bank, they're not going to be able to issue the refund for the $56.95 because it's not a fraudulent charge due to your terms.
It is a fraudulent charge because none of that was on the site that I went to, and there was nothing that I read about this at all. It was about winning something. That's what it was. Period.
Yes,
end of it.
But there were some terms and conditions in agreement, and that's how we were able to automatically do your card.
I tried to go to them. They would not load. There was nothing there.
Okay. Well, we can assist with a refund, but we need to speak with the bank on the line in order to do so.
Okay. How do we do that?
You have to contact your bank. You can give them our customer service number. They can call us in. If you're willing to drop the dispute, we can assist with a refund. But again, if you continue the dispute with your bank, unfortunately, it's not going to come back in your favor.
Well, If I get my money back, that's fine.
Okay, we need to speak with them in order to do so for you.
Okay. I will have them call you. How late will you be there? I'll have them call you.
24 hours.
Okay, I will have them call you here shortly.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.